Why not?
Mike Tomlin talked about stuff like that while the Steelers' offense was mired in complete mediocrity last year, and the owner stepped in and fired him, and they ended up making the playoffs because of it.
You could even make the argument that in football, you have to spread the blame out because of the sheer nature of the sport, right? Is there more of a one-on-one matchup in sports, really, than like pitcher versus hitter? It's a very singular, solitary thing where you absolutely can cite the guy who's coaching all of the hitters and say, what are you doing? You don't have a left tackle or a guard or somebody to blame or a well-thrown ball that gets dropped. You either have, this is the objective, get a hit. Pass, fail, right? It's not a grading system.
Well, they'll come back and say, well, he deserved better, bad luck. Look at the hard ball. Look at the exit velocity. Look at those things. It's not as black and white as did you get a hit or not get a hit, because there's expected hit rate versus actual
hit rate.
What
things about if
like
I
that.
Said they've struck out, I think, what, more than any team in the NL, if not baseball? Team strikeouts for the Pirates. I have it right here. Thanks for asking. Team strikeouts, they are 15th in the NL. That's dead last.
Yep.
737 strikeouts. Okay. Forget about hard hit this or that, or even a ball dropping foul and a guy having to go back into the box, or a guy pulling one foul and then striking out later in the at-bat. You're still striking out more than any team in the National League, while, by the way, boasting the 14th out of 15 batting averages, 14th on-base percentage, so you're not really taking walks, 14th slugging percentage, you're not hitting the ball hard in play, and 14th overall OPS. They actually are taking walks, 7th, so they're just over the top half. They are number one in being caught stealing, though, which is good. You absolutely are allowed to blame the hitting coach. My God. I don't know Andy Haynes. He might be a great guy. Probably is. I don't care. His job is to make the hitters hit. Derek Shelton should know this better than most. If he was the hitting coach on a Twins team that was dead last in the AL in most categories, do you know what he wouldn't be doing today?
Working.
Managing the Pirates.
Yeah.
Or working in Major League Baseball, period. It is a results-based business. And insofar as it is that, it is absolutely fair to blame the guy whose title is hitting coach if the team can't hit.
And we're just about at the halfway point of the season, so it's not something that you can just chalk up to bad first month of the year, small sample size, that kind of thing.
They are worse than we thought, Chris.
Yeah.
They started out the season red for a period of time and then have just hit the all-time skids here. And I don't know about you, it does take the eye test. It isn't one of those things where you can just go and watch and look at the stats, like go to Baseball Reference and see where they rank and do a recitation there, Pony. I think you do have to be watching the at-bats, and I know we are, and I know everyone listening to this is watching those at-bats too. They're looking at quality pitches, letting them go, and then they're swinging at bad pitches once they get behind in counts.
I'm also fine when things aren't working. I'm okay with change for change's sake.
Look at what just happened in the Stanley Cup. Now, granted, the team lost. Edmonton's coach sucked. They fired him. Then they went on separate runs.
Woodcock.
The one Billy Bob Thornton movie.
Look up the Oilers coach at the beginning of the year, something like that.
That was a Billy Bob Thornton movie, just Mr. Woodcock. No, they went on, they fired him, they put in Chris Knobloch, and went on separate runs of 8-0-0, 16-0-0, and 5-0-0.
Let's replace Andy Haynes with Chuck Knobloch.
Jay Woodcroft.
Okay, I knew there was a wood in there.
Well, he was coaching like one.
Just saying, I mean,
change for change's sake can work.
He had all of last year, he's had half of this season, the owner has come out and said that the reason why they're not in a playoff spot right now is because of the way they've hit. He has pretty much laid down the gauntlet. If they don't hit better and find a way to hit better, they're not going to meet their goals or expectations for the season. If it's seriously as hard as they're making it sound to make a trade right now, what are your options? Shelton's also talking about how you can't count on guys getting called up from AAA to produce, because AAA pitching sucks, And it's so bad that the numbers that you rack up in the minor leagues don't translate to the major leagues whatsoever, because there's such a gulf between the pitchers you face down there and the ones you see up here. So what else do you, you can't just be status quo. I mean, that's not going to work.
There's way too much defending the guy, because I feel like people don't want, you know, feelings to get hurt here. I don't know.
But that's Derek Shelton's MO, period, Chris.
Which drives me nuts. It's professional sports. It's one thing if we wouldn't be talking about it. We do professional and major college sports talk on this show. If it were little leaguers, I would say, well, those little guys will go get them the next time out. Hell, if it's even college athletes, I would say, well, it's college athletes. These are paid pros. Why do we have to always be so concerned with whether or not Andy Haynes' feelings might be hurt, or whether it's rude or kind of mean to say that he's doing a bad job? I understand you're his boss. You have to go see him every day. You are not just going to throw him under a moving vehicle. However, the guy who runs the team, the owner of the team, just laid down, for his standards, a gauntlet. Our offense isn't good. Anyone watching can see that. I've criticized that man a lot for what I perceive to sometimes be his overall attitude towards winning. He has given a stronger statement condemning the work of Andy Haynes by extension or by association than anybody he employs.
That's why I think it's time for him to step in like Rooney did and get rid of this hitting coach.
I think it would win him points. Why can't he? It would win him points with fans, Bob Nutting, that is, because they would say at least somebody in the management brain trust
showed
of this organization, yes, is watching what fans, I think, want oftentimes more than anything when a team is struggling is for somebody in the ownership group or the principal owner or somebody in the front office to echo their feelings. That is why when Art Rooney says, well, we did win the division, blah, 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 people get so frustrated because that's not what they care about. If Bob Nutting stepped in and said, and you found out that he was the driving force, it came out obviously in the wash that he had told them, Andy Haynes goes now or you go, he would win points with people, including me, because I would say he is at least watching what I'm watching and he is at least as fed up as I am watching.
Well, that would show that he cares. He would, at least for one move, he would cross over into the George Steinbrenner territory or Mark Cuban territory of owner, and not just the bean counter and businessman side of things.
He's watching what we're watching. He knows it's not good enough.
Yeah, and for Shelton to say that it's a league-wide thing, you just gave their rank and where they are among
their league.
The league. If the batting average just seemed low to us, but they were still middle of the pack in average, or, man, they should be hitting more home runs, but they were fifth in the National League or something like that, well then, okay, you can make that point, you can use that argument, and it's probably a winning one. But even in this depressed offensive environment, you still suck more than everybody else.
Correct.
And then he tried to put some of it back on the players, which, okay, there is truth to that. There is something to that.
But not everything. You don't just stick it all on the players.
Yeah, I don't.
At what point do you tell Andy Haynes, like, you're just not doing your job, man? Maybe you are saying things that otherwise would work,
and we just got to switch it up. We just got to try to change it up. We just got to try to do something different.
Well, what makes this such an imperative for me, their pitching has been so good, the starting pitching, that they are by no means out of the hunt. It would be one thing if you're the Marlins, and you are 15th in all those categories where the Pirates are 14th, and you're only ahead of them in like batting average and in triples, I think, okay? It'd be one thing if you were them and you're already way out of it. You're not. If the Pirates were even 10th in the NL in all the categories I just listed, how many more wins would they probably have? Two or three maybe along the way?
And that would be enough to go from being on the outside looking into being a playoff team right now.
That's what gets me the most about this. I don't know if that's what bothers you the most, but that ultimately, that fact right there is what bothers me the most.
Well, here's the bottom line with them to that end. Their pitching is good enough where they don't have long losing streaks, and their hitting is so bad where they don't have long winning streaks. So they're destined to be where they are, which is just in the middle. And if for some reason, if 81 or 82 wins were enough to get into the playoffs, well, then fine. But I still think that the last wild card team is going to have a winning record when it's all said and done.
I think 84
suddenly
is
now
the
Cardinals don't want to lose.
Yeah, I think 84 is probably your number.
John Parato, who has covered baseball, he wrote for his website, Pittsburgh Baseball Now, for 37 years, talked about how he had been fired by the Pirates, and he is, you know, he came right out and said, I like this. He said, look, I've been fired from a lot of jobs, so I don't like to come out and call for other people's heads, but I'm calling for Andy Haynes to be fired. So here is a man who has covered baseball forever saying, I usually take a very measured tone with these things. I can no longer do that with the state of their hitting, and someone has to pay the piper for it.
He's right. I mean, he's right. I don't like calling for people's jobs either, because in our line of work, it can
be
but
when these guys
quickly.
Are making hundreds of thousands of dollars to not work, or millions of dollars to not work, like, look, wasn't there an
Cook
NBA
money.
Coach who just got fired and he
Monty
still has
Williams.
Like $60 million coming?
Monty Williams is going to get paid $65 million to
yes,
not
I
work.
Would love for someone to call for my job in that situation.